Hey everyone, welcome to episode 50 of Siths and Giggles. I am your host Casey, and I am joined by Krista. How you doing, Krista?
Not too bad, Casey. How are you enjoying your quarantine?
I am pretty pumped because a movie that we both love just got released, and I've watched it like three times since it got released. I am, of course, talking about Cats. No, I am talking about The Rise of Skywalker. We got a surprise release on Friday night. Wasn't supposed to be released until, we're recording this on Tuesday, it wasn't supposed to be released until today, but Disney decided to like give us a little quarantine gift, and they gave us the early digital release, so pretty cool of them to do.
Now, are you getting to work from home?
Okay, so like once all of my people go home, there's going to be like probably like four or five people left in the office because either their internet's not fast enough or they just don't have internet in their houses.
Oh, God.
Well, I mean, okay, so like this really got me thinking, like if you're willing to just pay for an unlimited data plan and you only have a phone, like you don't, if you don't have like, you know, like an Xbox or an Apple TV or an iPad, like you, it probably saves you a lot of money if you just don't get internet and just use like your phone.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
So, think of it that way.
Yeah. So like we're, me and like the other people, like the other supervisors are just gonna like rotate. So like one of us will be in every day. So, I'll probably end up having to go into my office like twice a week, but those other 3 days I'll work from home.
Not bad.
I know you told me earlier today you don't get to work from home, which like I'm so sad for you. Like I feel so bad. Like you can't not get coronavirus. I can't allow you to get coronavirus.
No, yeah, I am one of the select few, and I mean like a handful of us. Are still going to be working out of the office, where another handful will be working from home while everybody else, the majority, are basically just on 2 weeks vacation.
At least, like, at least you won't
still
be
getting
around.
Paid for it. They don't have to use their time, but like they just don't have to do anything.
At least you don't like, at least you like don't have to be around so many people. I feel like that's kind of okay.
Yeah, I'm not that upset about it. Like, I'm a little bit bummed. But, I mean, I'm going to get to wear basically sweatpants every single day. Not that I have to, like, I wear jeans and hoodies on a daily. Like, I get to wear sweats. That's a big deal to me.
Yeah, that's comfortable.
And then probably, oh, and we switched to 9 to 5 hours.
What so instead hours of usually?
8 to 5. We have an unpaid hour lunch that we have to take.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not taking it this time. Like we're just working through it because it would be too hard to coordinate lunches between the people who are in the office and the people who are out of office. And there's like only one of each department kind of. So like if you go to lunch, there's nobody to handle that department. So,
what do you guys do? Just pack a lunch and eat at your desk while you work?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
It is what it is. I don't mind, and I'm getting well compensated for it, so.
Nice. Okay, so for this 50th episode of Sis and Giggles, we decided to break down our favorite lightsaber battles. Now, I don't know about you, but I made a top 10 list of my favorite.
So I started to do a top 10 list. I did. And then I realized I couldn't actually do it.
Okay.
Like, I have a definitive, like, top three, hands down. But, like, the other ones, like, there's just things I enjoy so much about every single lightsaber duel. And it's just, it's one of those things that it's like, I can't pick between them.
Great.
Like there's some hands down, like, yeah, number one, number two, number three, boom. But everything after that is literally just a hodgepodge.
Great. I have no idea how we're going to do this episode now. Let me start off by giving you my 10th, and then you can
We'll
give
go from
me,
that.
we'll see how where it goes from there. Well, I know that I'm pretty sure this one's not going to be in your top 10. So
Okay.
I picked the fight between Darth Sidious, Maul, and Savage Opress in the Clone Wars TV show.
That honestly was a dope fight. So
Yes.
I like that one a
So,
lot.
like, if you're listening and you're not familiar with this fight, like, where this comes in the timeline, it's a little later in, like, the Clone Wars timeline. The battle takes place on Mandalore. Darth Maul and his brother Savage Opress have kind of like taken over the planet, and they've become like legitimate rivals to Sidious at this point. So like he decides to take matters into his own hands. He goes, he has like this epic battle with them. He kills Savage, and then he pretty much like puts Darth Maul back under his thumb. And just like it has everything you love about Star Wars, it has like the acrobatic, like the it has like the acrobatic fight, like battles. It has like the use of like actual like force powers as Sidious just like picks them up and like flings them everywhere. And everything was so awesome about this fight. I loved it. I don't know how it's not higher in my top 10 as I'm talking about it. So, do you want to do you want to like attempt to do one for yourself, or do you just want to like
No, like I can attempt. I can attempt. So top 10, number 10.
Tell you what, I'll give you my top 10. You give me seven honorable mentions, and then your top three.
All right, that's fair, I suppose.
All
While
right.
you do this, actually give me you let's go through your top 10 and
Okay.
then we'll go through I'll compile mine one real quick.
Okay. Number nine. Okay. Based on what you were watching when I logged on to Skype, I think that this might be a little higher for you, but number nine for me is Duel of the Fates in The Phantom Menace. So it's the battle between, Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon and Darth Maul. And this is the first lightsaber fight that if you're watching the movies like in release order, this is the first lightsaber fight we've ever seen that is fast. There's so much like anger and rage coming from Maul's side. There's so much like acrobatics. Maul, of course, was played by Ray Park, who is one of like the premier weapons experts in Hollywood at the time. And then just like everything from Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan, and just like there's a lot of emotion in this, especially like towards the end when Qui-Gon is struck down by Darth Maul. And of course, like the score by John Williams just totally makes it.
Yeah, it's definitely higher up, more higher up in my list. I have it honestly as number three. So, it's not number one. I will give it that. It is not my number. For the longest time, it was. For the longest time, my ringtone was Duel of the Fates.
Nice.
I'm not even kidding.
I believe you. Honestly, even though it's only number nine for me, like I can't blame you or argue with you for putting it in your top three. I mean, it's incredible. Many things about it make it incredible.
Lot makes it an incredible duel, but what really put, like, if it was not for Duel of the Fates, like the soundtrack, like the score, if it was not for that, it would not be that high. It would still be top 10 for sure, but it would not be that high.
I can see that. Like John Williams really put an exclamation point on everything that was happening on screen in that battle.
And they just everything just worked out so well. Like, I think one of my favorite things is when you see in the beginning is when they're trapped between the wall, like the laser walls, the barriers.
Yeah.
And first off, I continue to find it hysterical that Obi-Wan could not get through that entire thing before they all closed again.
Like, I've always felt the need to call bullshit on that.
Like he gets there just, he could have made it. You're just building the, like, he could have made it. Like, that bothers me. That does. But I like in the beginning, like, you see Qui-Gon, he meditates. Once he realizes, you know, he has a moment, he, like, full-on gets down on his knees and meditates. But you see Darth Maul, he's, like, kind of chomping at the bit. He's testing it with his lightsaber, saying, like, can I get through it? Is it something that I can just, you know, cut through? Or stab him through, whatever. But he's also pacing, and he's just, like, raring to go, where Palpatine is much more composed and patient and everything. And then you also almost see Obi-Wan, in a way, is kind of... He is also amped up. He's not really honed in on, you know, the Force or his, like, himself. He's kind of... He's letting the emotions get the best of him in a way, kind of, I guess. And it's not until he's hanging there, I think, as he finally, like, re-centers himself with the Force.
Yeah.
To defeat Maul.
You can kind of definitely see, like, the age and the youth there. Like, Qui-Gon is definitely showing, like, his age as, like, he gets down to meditate and center himself right before the battle. And then, like... Obi-Wan is, like, showing his youth as, like, he can't do that. Like, he's chomping at the bits almost, like, as much as Darth Maul is. Like, you can see, like, he's kind of giving into his anger at that moment. So. All right, so you ready for number 8?
Yes, go.
Okay, my number 8 comes from The Force Awakens, and it's the Force... duel between Kylo Ren and Rey.
Okay.
So, from the very beginning of the battle, when Kylo Ren is calling the lightsaber to himself, and, like, it starts to shake, and it comes out of the snow, and it blows right past him in the Rey's hands. And, like, we know, like, for sure, like, right then and there, like, she is, like, the next generation's, like, Jedi. And then, like, she totally kicks Kylo Ren's ass. Like, I absolutely loved it. And, like, just, like, the fight, like, in the snow, which I don't think we've gotten a lightsaber fight in a snow setting before. So, like, in the snow, yeah, amongst the trees, and, like, they're, you know, they're flailing away with their blades, and, like, the trees are getting cut down, and just I loved the visual of it so much.
That one is actually, number 6 on my list.
Nice. So not too far away from this, from mine.
Not too far at all. It was, I think for me, I loved the way it was shot. The imagery in it is absolutely, in my opinion, outstanding. Like, with the dark backdrop, and then you have the snow, and then the lightsabers and everything, and, like, the way it illuminates and reflects off of everything. And then eventually you have, you know, the fire and the explosion and everything happening. But, like, the shots of Rey when she's holding up the lightsaber and blocking him, and you can kind of see really just the raw power in the lightsabers itself. And at that moment, the way it's hitting Rey and the close-up on her face, like, you all... It's awesome when you see that moment where she finally opens herself up to the Force. Like, it's so clear. And then she just goes on to absolutely kick his ass. It's incredible.
I remember the first time I saw the movie in the theaters, like, in the end there, like, I thought she dismembered him the way Obi-Wan like did Anakin. Like, I really did. Yeah, I mean, everything about that battle I loved. All right, so for my number seven, this comes from The Rise of Skywalker, and it's the battle on the Death Star with all the waves crashing around them. It's just like a cool one to watch. Like, again, much like the forest battle in The Force Awakens, like, we've never seen a lightsaber fight in that type of setting. You know, like on like the on wreckage with like waves, like violent waves crashing down around them, like everything, and like they're getting soaked. And just, and again, like John Williams' score here puts an exclamation point on everything that we're seeing on the screen. And then to end this with like the redemption of Ben Solo, like, you don't, I mean, like, lights, like, lightsaber duels usually don't end that way. There's only like one other lightsaber fight in all of Star Wars that ends with a Darksiders redemption. So, like, it's pretty powerful. And absolutely loved it.
Yeah, it's definitely it's actually a lot higher up on my list than yours.
That's fine.
I have it at number two.
Can't argue with that.
It's I there's just something about it really is like you said, the it just it fits perfectly. Like, I don't know, I'm really big with a lot of the lightsaber fights. I like imagery and kind of how it's shot and, you know, background, the things that are happening, the movie, the film score, that kind of stuff really matters to me in these moments. And in this one, like, on top of it just being awesome, you know, stunts and acrobatics and fighting. And this one just knocks all of it out of the park. I mean, the waves. Come on. That's so great.
I can understand why you struggled with numbers 10 through 4, because, like, as I'm thinking about this, like, I don't know how I had it as low as 7. Like, it should be higher up on my list, but, like, then what's it gonna replace? Like, I get it. I totally get that.
And then I
And
don't know, I
then
just
the fact that it ends with Leia's death, even like
that too, like
adds to
you.
the emotion even more.
Don't, it just it's I don't like that. It's so hard for me to describe like how much I genuinely like love that fight scene. When I first saw it the first time on opening night, my jaw straight up dropped and it was ajar the entire time. I was on the edge of my seat. I loved it. It was great. I went back and I saw it the second time with you and it was just as great. And I actually liked it even more. I just thought it was extremely symbolic, fitting for, you know, the emotions that they were trying to portray in both characters. The score was great. Everything was great.
It might be the best looking lightsaber fight on my list.
I don't know if I go best looking, but that's a different entire category.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on
I'm
that one.
talking about like the with like the crashing waves and like the Death Star wreckage and everything like that. I'm not talking like the actual like acrobatics or anything like
No,
that. I'm talking.
I know what you meant.
Okay, okay.
It's definitely up there, but I don't know if I would say it's the best.
Right. Okay, so for number six, I really had to think about this one because I couldn't decide if this qualified as a lightsaber fight or not, because it doesn't actually feature two people fighting each other with lightsabers.
Okay.
So I went with the throne room scene in The Last Jedi.
Oh, I have that as number four.
Okay, so like you're at least on board with me, like you're considering it like a lightsaber battle.
Oh, it most definitely is.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure because I don't actually fight each other with the lightsabers. Like, two lightsabers do not cross each other in that whole movie.
They don't, but I mean, the weapons that the Imperial, like the throne room guards, are using aren't normal weapons. Like, look at their blades, almost.
This is true.
So I would include this as a lightsaber duel, hence why it's number four.
It was incredible. Very simplistic in its visuals. It's pretty much like, are you watching the battle?
Yes.
So like, it's pretty like simplistic in its visuals. It's just like a plain room with almost nothing in it. And then just these guys fighting. And there's nothing in that room to distract you from Rey and Kylo battling these Praetorian Guard. And then, like, I just, of course, love the part where she throws him the lightsaber and he just, like, puts it like on and then off real quick and just like goes through the guy's head. Like that just, I mean, like it's Star Wars, it's Disney. Like it's not, not something that's like supposed to get us excited. Like we're not supposed to get excited by the kills like we do in say something like The Walking Dead, but like that was a pretty cool kill.
I mean, Rey did the awesome Game of Thrones Arya dagger drop before she did. She did it in this fight.
You mean Arya did the Rey dagger drop in Game of Thrones?
Exactly. Like everybody's like, "Oh, Arya did a blind blow." No, Rey did it first.
Yeah. Just everything.
Ben throws the lightsaber for the eye. Like
I love the movie and I love the fight. Absolutely loved this movie.
I love how it literally looks like they're like, "Okay, we're gonna just put the set, and on the set, it's going to be nothing but just a red, like, sheet, essentially." Because at the end, it's completely gone. It burned. And everything that looks behind it just looks like the back of the warehouse they were in.
Right.
It's hysterical.
But it was very Wizard of Oz. I'm kind of wondering if he was going for that. Look at
that.
Ooh, that's
a good point.
Okay, you ready for number five?
Yes.
Okay, number five is A New Hope. Vader versus Ben on the Death Star. Now, of course, like, Obi-Wan is one of my favorite characters of all time. I'm an Obi-Wan guy. And,
yes.
Like, to see these two come together and like face each other for the first time in like 20 years. And just like the way like Ben's not taking any chances because he knows that like living on Tatooine has made him older and slower. But then like Vader is also not taking any chances and he's going in cautiously because he knows that like the last time he fought Obi-Wan, like he totally messed him up.
Yeah.
And just like, and just like it's more. Like, the fight is more about, like, what these two are, like, saying to each other and, like, what they're communicating to each other more than, like, the actual battle itself. Because the battle itself, I mean, as far as, like, Star Wars fights go, it's nothing to write home about. Like, I don't think, like, George Lucas had really, like, kind of, like, mastered what he thought a lightsaber fight was at this point. But just, like, the way, like, the words are what really gives like this fight like its emotion.
That one, honestly, like I like it, but it probably wouldn't make my top 10.
Didn't make your top 10?
No. I don't know if it's just because like I've seen what they could do with lightsaber battles in the later, like in, you know, Empire and Return, that maybe that's why I just kind of discount it so much.
And that's interesting because, like, if that's not on your list, and I'm pretty sure the Clone Wars isn't on your list,
Well, actually, the one you sent me of Ahsoka and Vader did make the list.
It did make the list? Okay. There's another. Okay, so, and so, okay. So that's two. So there should be two that I'm not even thinking of that made it on your list. I'm excited to see what that is. Okay, number four, Revenge of the Sith, Anakin versus Obi-Wan. So this was round one. This one gets criticized for being like too long, too drawn out, too video gamey, but like I loved it. Like at this point, this one was like peak prequels lightsaber fight. It had like all of the speed, all of like the acrobatics, all of everything that like you would come to expect from like a prequel era lightsaber fight, and then plus it had the emotion of like Anakin versus Obi-Wan. I loved it. It was my favorite lightsaber fight of the prequels.
It's my number one.
Okay.
I love it.
All of our picks are like three apart from each other.
I love everything about it. I love how drawn out it is. I love the acrobatics of it. The lines, obviously, yes, cheesy. There's no denying that. I also thought, though, that both Hayden Christensen and Ewan McGregor did a fantastic job at portraying like the actual emotions of each character really well. Like, yeah, the lines weren't great, but I felt like both of them were doing a great job selling it, like selling how they were actually feeling throughout the entire fight.
I can't think of
You're
that
muted,
fight.
Casey.
Sorry, I can't think of that fight now without thinking of the Mickey
Donald
Mouse,
Duck,
Donald
Mickey Mouse.
Duck. Yeah.
Yeah, that's also great, but it doesn't ruin it for me.
No, it doesn't ruin it for me, but I think about it every time now.
As you should, as you should.
I see. I never thought that like the dialogue was cheesy. I thought that that was some of like the best written lines of like
In the
all the
Clone Wars,
prequels.
yes, I agree. But it also does get the rap of
Well,
people like talk it at times.
the end part though, I think like Ewan McGregor is acting his ass off.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so number three for me. Now, this is from Star Wars Rebels, and this is from the episode Twilight of the Apprentice. It is Darth Vader versus Ahsoka. So, like, if you've watched like the Clone Wars, you know that Anakin had a Padawan named Ahsoka Tano, who left the Jedi Order shortly before Order 66, so she was able to survive that. She went into hiding, and she face off against Darth Vader probably like 16 years after the events of Revenge of the Sith. So much emotion there. And again, this is like one of the lightsaber fights where the words, like the dialogue, really like drive that emotion home for you. Like, so whenever she says, like, I thought I knew who you were under that mask, but my master can never be so cruel. And then Vader says, Anakin Skywalker was weak, I destroyed him. And then, like, Ahsoka says, well, then I will avenge his death. And he's like, revenge is not the Jedi way. And she's like, I am no Jedi. And then they start fighting, just like, oh my God.
That was great. Awesome.
I tear up every time I watch it. And then, of course, like, when she cuts, like, half of his mask off, and you see, like the Clone Wars, like Anakin face, and then like you Matt Lanter does the dialogue where he's like Ahsoka. It's like it's Anakin's like voice from the Clone Wars, and just like, oh my God, I loved everything
Yeah.
about that.
It's definitely one of mine. I actually have it as eight. And it might have been higher. Except, I don't. It's hard. it's hard for me to justify ranking it at this time above any of the other ones. But this is also why I didn't want you to make me rank them past three, because I don't like doing this, because it was great. But like you said, dialogue was really, really important. I also liked how you kind of got like her. I'm trying to think. I like there's a comparison I want to make, and I can't think of what the comparison is. When she force pushes, I forget the little Padawan kid's name.
Ezra,
when she force pushes him when he like tries to make a run for it. Who did we see do that in a battle?
I can't think of that happening.
I'm like 95% sure it did somewhere. I could be completely wrong, but I feel like it definitely did. Oh, yes. Rey. She does it to Finn on the Death Star.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Which, of course, this like predates that by
a ton.
Maybe 3 years. This episode might have aired before The Last Jedi even came out.
I don't know. I really liked that. I liked when Rey did it, so to see Ahsoka did it too, and I was like, okay, that's really within her character. Like, it fit both characters' personalities to do that. I also really enjoyed the line where she's like, I won't leave you again. Right after she has that realization, almost like she like gets that glimmer of hope that maybe Anakin still is in there and that he can be, you know, brought back. So now she wants to stay, and then all of a sudden he's like, okay, well, if you're staying, then you're dying. And that's that. Like, he clearly did not have that disregard. It's almost like he was baiting her.
Yeah. Well, just really, and like Dave Filoni said that, like, at this point in his life, the only person that could redeem Darth Vader is his son or daughter.
Yeah.
Like, not even, like, it just goes to show you, like, how far he's fallen, because, like, not even Ahsoka can save him.
Which is how it should be, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's how it should be. Just very tough to watch.
Agreed.
All right, so for my number two, I've got Return of the Jedi. The battle on the Death Star between Luke and Vader. Now, this is, okay, so like Return of the Jedi is one, it was my favorite movie for a long time. And then Rogue One came out, and that became my favorite Star Wars movie. But, like, this was my favorite one for a long time. And this is actually, it's a lightsaber fight I love so much because, like, again, there is a lot of emotion towards this. Like, Vader, on one hand, is, like, fighting Luke to, like, defend the Emperor. But on the other hand, and even more so, he's more kind of like fighting Luke to defend him from turning to the dark side like him. Like, at this point, like, I kind of think Vader, a lot of people will say that, like, Vader was redeemed the moment, like, he decided to throw Palpatine down, like, the energy shaft. But if you ask me, I think that, like, he really became redeemed the moment he stopped Luke from striking Palpatine down. Like, that was, like, the first part where, like, Anakin started coming through the cracks.
Yes, I think he knew if Luke did kill the Emperor, that Luke would probably fall to the dark side. And I think with what we know about Luke's character, I think if he fell to the dark side, it probably would be hard to redeem him.
Right.
He has that personality, and we've seen it portrayed in the films and the comics. I really can't say for certain in the books, but where he feels the blame for things a lot, and he feels guilty for things. So I think his guilt over killing someone even if it was the Emperor, would probably be a lot for him.
Agree. I totally agree with that. Where was this on your list?
I have this one ranked as not on my list.
What?
Apparently not.
Okay. Agree to disagree. We're friends.
No, it should be.
Okay, thank you for saying that. We can still be friends.
No, because it's a fantastic one and it should be on here. And I thought, nope, I do. I have it on here.
Okay.
As final battle on episode, I meant to put not episode. Yeah, I have it as episode 3. But in my mind, it should have been 6. But I
Okay.
put 3. So I was like, it was the third one to come out.
Okay.
So it was on here. I have it at number 7.
Okay. Good. Okay, so finally, my number one. This one is an easy one. It's the fight between Vader and Luke in Cloud City in Empire Strikes Back. It ends with the most iconic moment in all of Star Wars, and one of the most iconic moments in all of cinema. And then, like, the fight itself isn't too shabby either. I love the fight so much that, like, I have part of it tattooed on my body. So, like, it'd be really weird if this wasn't my number one lightsaber
A
fight
little
of all
bit. It might be a
time.
little questionable.
Yeah. Where did this one fall, or what was your number one?
See, it was. So this one fell. I had it at number. When you made me rank it, it got put at number 5, but it would fluctuate between 4 and 5. Same with Throne Room. Those two, depending on my mood, would flip.
Okay.
My final list, though, is 10. Yoda, and Palpatine in Revenge of the Sith.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of that one. I don't know why. I really enjoy it. I'm a sucker for any time we get to see Yoda in action.
Yeah.
I love watching him fight. It's great. But I also think it was really cool because we've seen Yoda consistently portrayed as like this, he's the most powerful Jedi. Like he's the wisest master everybody respects and everything, and it's an honor to learn from him, to be trained by him, and then but we are seeing him in this battle accepting the fact that he knows he will not win.
It's a sad ending for
It is.
him.
I think that's probably why I have it ranked, because I mean, for that reason apart, there's a lot to like about that duel in my opinion. I also just think it's really cool to watch them ping around off the Senate floating
Yeah.
verse. I think that's cool. Number 9 was Kylo and hologram Luke, not hologram Luke, force projection Luke in The Last Jedi.
That's a good one.
I really enjoy that one. 8 is Ahsoka and Vader from the Clone Wars, like we discussed.
Okay.
7 was the battle on the Death Star at the end of Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
6 was Rey and Finn and Kylo in The Force Awakens.
Okay.
5, Cloud City. 4, Throne Room in Last Jedi. 3, Duel of the Fates. 2, Kylo and Rey on the Death Star wreckage in Rise of Skywalker. And number 1, the Battle of Mustafar.
Okay. Neither one of us, I was surprised, put Yoda versus Dooku in the Clone Wars.
Yeah, that's a good one,
I think
but
if I didn't have the two cartoon episodes to consider, that definitely would have made my list. I mean, it's the first time we actually see Yoda fight.
I agree with that.
I can remember, like, the first time I saw it in the theater, like, my jaw just, like, hit the floor. Like, I was so shocked by what we were seeing. And of course, like, I'm gonna age myself here, but like, you know, of course, like this movie came out before the days of like any social media. Like MySpace hadn't even been invented yet. The closest thing we had was like online, like message boards and chat rooms. So like, this was a total surprise to me. Like it had not been spoiled for me because like nothing ever got spoiled back in those days. So like, I did not know that this fight between Yoda and Dooku happened. So like, it just completely like baffled me. I was in awe watching it.
Could you imagine how different Star Wars fandom probably would have reacted and handled the sequel trilogy if there was no leaks and no social media?
I mean,
do you think the reception would have been the same, or do you think it would have been different?
I don't know. That's a tough one because, like,
I know
people.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, because I mean, like, I don't know. That's a good question because people care about leaks way too much now. And like people, like in the prequel era, like people didn't care about spoilers. Like that wasn't a thing, you know. Like if you go back and look, every single novelization for the prequel movies was released like over a month before the movie. So like if you wanted to be spoiled, if you wanted to know what happened in the movie, you just go and you read the book that was on like bookshelves before the movies were even released. Like they didn't, like nowadays, like yeah, people care about spoilers way too much. And I think that people hear something, get the worst impression of that rumor in their head, and then when that rumor turns out to be true, they decide the movie sucks, no matter how like that thing is presented.
I also think, kind of with what you were saying, is people, once the leak or the spoiler is out there, people have so much time to overthink it and come up with their own headcanon, and then when it's not that, they're pissed.
Yeah. Perfect example is the ending of Rise of Skywalker, because, like, I remember when I first heard about it, when I first heard about the ending and I heard that, like, Kylo Ren, who is Ben Solo at this point, went, like, running in the Palpatine's throne room and to save Rey from, like, becoming Empress Palpatine. Like, first time I heard about that, I was like, what the fuck? Like, what the hell kind of movie is this going to be? And then, like, when I watched it, like, it wasn't that bad, and I was like, okay, that's gonna, like, that was executed better. Like, all of, like, the whole movie was executed better than, like, any of the bad rumors, like, any of the leaks would have led you to believe.
And I think that's a huge thing, too, is, like, when we're getting these leaks, we're also getting them relatively out of context. So, yeah hearing Kylo Ren running in to save Rey from becoming Empress Palpatine, like, yeah, on its own, isolated, is
the dumbest thing imaginable.
Yeah, like, doesn't make sense. It's logical to be like, what the hell? But the fact of the matter is that you're getting a leak or a spoiler. You're not even getting the whole story. You're not getting where in the timeline it's fitting, and you have no context. So it doesn't make sense, and it seems abnormal and out, like, something that, you know, shouldn't be happening. And they are automatically, they get stuck in that mindset, and then when it does happen, you can't get them out of that mindset.
Right.
Because in their mind, it's still the video meme that was going around of that happening with I Need a Hero playing in the background.
I think... Yeah, I mean, there were people who decided that movie sucked before they saw it. Even people that, like, weren't even paying attention to spoilers. I think people that were just judging off of, like, The Last Jedi, they decided this movie sucked before they saw it, and nothing was going to change their mind. And that's really sad because, like, they're just not... They're really missing out on the opportunity to enjoy their lives.
Like, there was so much that to enjoy and to like about that movie, to say, to walk away and say you hated every single aspect of it is a bit ridiculous, in my opinion.
Right. Well, there are some people who just, as far as they're concerned, there's three Star Wars movies that matter and only three Star Wars movies that matter.
This is true.
Yeah.
It's a shame, but hey, it is what it is. They can make their
Yeah.
own decisions and choices.
I just wish they would stop talking about Star Wars.
Yes.
Let us
Exactly.
enjoy what
Like,
we enjoy.
don't get mad at other people for enjoying the stuff that you choose not to enjoy.
Right. All right. Do we have anything else for this one?
No, I don't think so.
All right. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week. I don't think there's any comics coming out next week.
We could do the Yoda discussion.
We could do the Yoda. Yes. So we have the Yoda discussion coming up. Yes. Maybe we'll do that one. Okay. Sounds like a plan. All right. Everyone, you can follow me on Twitter at Darth Hockey. You can follow the podcast at Sith Giggles Pod. Krista, you want to tell people where they can follow you?
Follow me at on Twitter at Critter, KRI, 3 T's, 3 R's.
All right. Check us out on iTunes, Spreaker.com, and Google Podcasts. Everyone, thanks for listening. Bye.